And now, live from New York, the Alan Burke Show, and here's Alan.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. Another Alan Burke Show this week. That's right. Tonight, we have another distinguished guest from the state of Iowa. Yes. Ireland? No, Iowa. State of Iowa. All we have those. Yes, it's them. They're back again. Howdy doody. Yeah, Flubberdub and the rest of them. I don't know. Anyway, here we got Mr. Potato Head from all the way from Idaho.
Ireland.
No, Idaho. Nice. Mr. Potato, give me a shake your hand here. Come right in. Don't be shy. Your face is ugly, but that's besides the point. Come on.
Everybody's. Hello, Mr. Burke.
That's better. You're here to talk about. you're here to talk about pop music down. I mean pop music. And don't pop any questions. please. Control yourself, huh? This is a public show. You know, you're not no bar. Just because I'm anti-communist.
It's
I mean, I am
like
communist.
Last week's show.
Will you please tell us about pop music? You studied pop music for 15 years. You study pop music. Who started all this? Who started all this popping music? Pop music.
The Beatles.
The Beatles. And when did they first get into existence? He made it up.
When they brought the roses in.
1919.
That's when I was born, idiot.
Oh, that's when I was kind of young. I was kind of young in 1919. I was only 50. What style do they have? I want to know. Tell your audience. They're listening to you. Unfortunately. Please speak up. This is only a 60-minute show.
Wow. They had a gimmick.
A gimmick?
Yeah.
Talk a little faster, please. I mean, I don't want to rush you. But a little faster would help. And the peanut gallery, please control yourself.
Well, they had the long
sounds
hair.
Sounds like a rotten potato.
They had the long hair and they could play the guitar. Their music was all right, and they
I
just shout into the microphones. Oh yes, what instrument do you play?
Radio.
It's not too good, is it?
Oh, by the way, the peanut gallery and other people in the audience do get a package of LSD when they leave, so that'll help them. They won't come back.
Settle back and have a marijuana.
You keep quiet, huh? Now, Mr. Potato Head, I also want to know why did the girls the girls' room is over there, Mister. Why did the girls scream up and down, shaking their body? That's a close one.
Get the boys' hands out.
Well, most of them are paid to scream.
Most of them are paid to scream?
Yes.
Why?
So it looks good for the band.
Oh.
And the rest of them scream because they let out mice behind the band.
I don't think so.
Well,
I read that
thank you, Mr. Potato Head, and all your little potatoes.
And all your donuts.
And someday. Oh, well, wait. Just before you leave, I see somebody raising his hand with a machete in his. Mr., will you please step up to the audience, please? What is your name? Where do you come from?
Mr. Heidi.
And where do you come from?
A town.
Heidiville.
A town?
Yes.
And what is the name of that town?
What can I tell you?
Well, I want to know. What are these people on this show? What's the name of the town?
Wisconsin.
Okay, what question do you want to ask this man?
Nah, he was talking about pop music.
Yes, yes.
What does he mean by pop?
What do you mean by pop, Dad?
I knew you were going to say that.
Come on, get it.
I can't whisper.
Well, it's really, the initials pop stand for...
Yes?
Pop means public opposition to people.
Oh, okay. Any other questions, Mr. Heidi?
Oh, these Beatles. What do you think about their long hair?
What do you think about their long hair, Mr. Potato Head?
They got bugs.
No, they wash their hair in a swimming pool.
You're going to answer that question today or tomorrow?
Everybody's answering the question for me.
Yeah, well, the audience, please shut up. You don't get your package of LSD, that's for sure. These people, well, we have to say goodbye to you.
Their long hair, they had the gimmick, and the girls liked it, and the TV... broadcasters knew that they had it.
One more question, then we have the commercial from Soundcraft, the makers of that gorgeous tape.
Can I ask a question? These old people walking down the street and they couldn't tell a girl from a boy. What could they from the back? What is good? And when the girl wears slacks, they tell a boy from the girl.
Good thing you said from the back. We'll be kicked off the... Well, we wouldn't get next show season. Season for next show.
As my good...
Friend.
Neighbor.
Say something.
Mother.
Father.
Beetle.
Would you believe human? Dennis Quinn would say, she does a shimmy when she walks down the street.
All right, now a commercial from Soundcraft. Take it away.
Hello, folks. This is your friendly announcer for Soundcraft, the magnetic recording tape that magnifies all magnetic sound. The company is Reeves Soundcraft Corporation, 10 East 52nd Street, New York, 22 New York. It's the only tape made by the sound recording specialist.
That's
Real One.
Stadium.
It has, wait till I pick up another tape. 2,400 feet. And it's just ideal for any tape recorder. And it's very cheap. Thank you. Now back to Alan.
Thank you. Our next guest, I met him on a plane going to Argentina. I took the wrong plane. I was going to Alaska. Very nice man. He offered me a cigarette, but I don't smoke. Mr. J. Kodak. Mr. J. Kodak.
Thank you, fans.
He's authority on figures of women and
girls.
Mr. Kodak, step right in this room. Take a seat here.
Ouch! It's on my throat.
Well,
yes,
that's
okay, no.
Nothing.
Okay.
Tell me.
What should I tell you?
My name is Alan Burke. You should know me by now.
Okay, hi, Alan. How's Burke?
And you tell me, when did you get started on this girl figures and all that stuff? What
so
age were?
He found out he was a boy.
More 7 years.
Well, I was...
Yeah, I get those Hollywood duty people out of here. I'm going to write to my NBC newscast. I get those people out of here. I get tickets everywhere. Tell me, what age
were
you starting?
Repeat the
question again. What age did you start when you,
When the Topless just came out, I enjoyed them very much. And they should be permitted all over the world.
All right. And,
Yes?
Where do you come from? What state? Are you in
what
this country
state?
Or what?
Yes, I'm in this country. What state?
Yeah.
Texas, Longhorn, Texas, Steers.
Longhorn, Texas, Steers.
Yes, Steers.
Oh. And are you married?
No.
Anybody ever give
good.
You a bad steer?
No.
Oh, my God.
I had a Longhorn steer, though, once. Hard to get by the horns.
And yes. What is your opinion about girls' figures?
Some are bad, some are good, and some are fair.
Some are fair. What do you do when you see a bad one?
I don't look.
I close my eyes.
What do you see if you see a fair one?
I look.
And we see the good ones.
I follow.
Oh, hey, that's pretty good. Mr. Carter, that's pretty good. There's a man in the audience, a fat slob. He's waving his hand. What do you want, please? Sir, do you want to ask a question?
Look at that fat man.
Yes.
Get up in the back.
You want to ask a question?
Yes.
What is your name?
My name is Mr. John Blubbergut.
And where do you come from?
Blubbersville.
Where do you come from, please?
High on the Hog, Texas.
High on the Hog, Texas?
I'm
and what is your question? What is your I didn't mean to poke you in the nose.
No. I gave you a false address.
You gave me a false address?
Yeah.
Low under the Hog.
No. I live in... The name of my city is Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Oh,
Deep in the Heart of whom?
And what is your question, please? Ooh, this audience. What is your question, please? Hurry up. I'm losing my patience and also my
Since you're such an authority on female bodies, what do you do to condition them?
Today. Mr. Kodak, today answer that question.
Well, to condition if I see a bad one, I don't like it. I see one that's...
You speak English, Mr. Kodak.
Oh, okay.
English. This is only English.
Okay. I see one oversized. Well,
can
I have to...
Please.
I run this thing, Big Candy's, not really a thing, just for knobs, dates, and all that. So I bring him in, and I put him on the press. I just nail it down
on
a
the
little.
Press?
Yeah. I nail it down a little. And if I see bad ones, this calls for some, I can't say that in public.
Yeah, we don't want to be kicked off. I got another season
ones,
to
I
do.
Just tell them, well, you have not fully developed yet, I don't think. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. J. Kodak, for being on my show. Say goodbye to the people out there.
Goodbye, people out there.
Oh. And I'll see you. And
I never got my best friend from Texas. She's from Texas, too.
You're from Texas. do you both know each other?
No, I never seen the fat Blubbergut before.
Oh, well, say goodbye, Mr. Blubbergut. You may say goodbye, Mr. Blubbergut.
Wait a minute. My name is Blubbergut.
No,
my
I'm talking about I'm talking this guy. Yeah.
Good evening.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to have a commercial from a company of Miracle Cigars. So we'll be right back. So don't
go away. Keep that station tuned. What does Edie Adams say?
I don't know.
Why don't you pick one up and smoke it sometime?
Take it anytime.
Thank you, Miss Edie Adams, and that dope from the announcement. Okay, we were just saying goodbye to Mr. We just say goodbye to Mr. Kodak, Mr. J.D. Kodak.
Oh, yes, that's me.
So, say goodbye to the audience.
Goodbye, audience. And this is that Howdy Doody Club and Mr. Bubblegum right
yes,
here.
Yes, that's right. And this is Alan Burke signing off until next week. And remember our audience, especially the Howdy Doody dropouts, Flubberdub and the rest of them, will get a box of LSD for their home improvement plan. And we'll have, in the future of other topics like, does LBJ use Kleenex? does Sophie Tucker have a girdle on?
No.
Does Lady Bird really take flying lessons? And other topics such as importance. So this is Alan Burke saying goodbye until next week. So we'll see you next week. Signing off, Alan Burke.